Is what about doing a mila shelo bizmana on? We said, what about doing a mila shelo bizmana on? Is there a difference between yontif sheni shel Rosh Hashanah versus the regular yontif sheni? So excellent question. So there, yes, there is. It's clear cut that we said regarding yontif sheni, or let's say Simchas Torah. We have a machlokas Rambam and the Rush on whether you could do a mila shelo bizmana on Yontif Sheni. But it's clear in the Mishnayos, they write that you can't do a mila shelo bizmana on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So that's clear. That's not a debatable. Everyone agrees there's no mila shelo bizmana on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The shail is that the exception or the rule? So those who say, how can we have a debate on Yontif Sheni? Because the Mishnah was only in Eretz Yisrael, so it didn't talk about Yontif Sheni. So some say Yontif Sheni are like the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and just like Rosh Hashanah on the second day, we can't do a bris mila, mila shelo bizmana. Some too, we don't do it on any other Yontif Sheni. I say no, it's Dafka Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah spells out Rosh Hashanah, but all the other ones you can. The others say no, Rosh Hashanah is only spelled out because they were in Eretz Yisrael then. So therefore there was no reason to spell out, they weren't discussing people. So that's the debate. But good point Jeff's making, that Rosh Hashanah, that's not debatable. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, all agree there is no mila shelo bizmana. The debate is, besides what we discussed, the Rambam and the Rush, and is it since the Mishnah Dafka said Rosh Hashanah, is that to exclude all the other ones or no? Is this describing Rosh Hashanah because they were describing Eretz Yisrael? And Eretz Yisrael, the only time you have a Yontif Sheni is on Rosh Hashanah.